The Wildcats roared out to a 23-7 halftime lead Friday night at Prim Stadium, only to see Texas High use a very strong second half to defeat the Wildcats 42-29. Wildcat Jalen Hawkins was taken from the field in an ambulance, but fortunately he suffered only a stinger and should be available for the next game. On the Saturday morning coaches show on KSST Radio and on Channel 18 on Suddenlink Cable, Wildcats coach Greg Owens commented on the difference in the two halves for the Wildcats Friday night.
Same song, third verse, whatever it is. I mean, Rockwall Heath, White House, now Texas High. Good football teams, playoff teams, every one of them. You know, we're right there in the hunt with them. But the bottom line is we have three stinking turnovers, and when you do that, you can't win football games. We have four at White House. We turn it over at Heath. We got too many penalties at Heath, and it's the same thing last night. And we got them. We're on the ropes at 16-0, you know, in the first, and we got to keep bringing it. Then we have a turnover on the 30, throw an interception, and now they take and go punch it in. The next thing you know, they got some hope. So, you know, you've got somebody down, you got to keep your foot on their throat. Yeah, maybe getting a little too violent with some people, but you got to go and you got to stay after it, you know, and keep battling. Now, we did battle back and we scored again. Tell me the halftime score, 23-7. 23-7. Mm-hmm. 23-7. I mean, we're feeling pretty good about ourselves. But when you come out for the second half, you got to fit. Every coach wants to score on the opening drive of the second half. Mm-hmm. Number one, we knew this as coaches, told our kids, defense, you got to step up. We got to get a stop offensively. We get another touchdown the first time we had the ball in the second half. It's over. We got them, you know, but it didn't happen. They did what they had to do. They took the ball, drove it down our throat, stuck it in the end zone. We come out the next two – we didn't score again, I think, till the fourth period.
Yeah.
You know, so then we can't come out. We start stubbing our toes. We get a holding call. We jump off. Oh, that stuff. We start self-destructing a little bit, you know, and then here we go. We let them back in the ball game, and now they have hope. So that's the momentum swing of the whole deal. Now, that last touchdown, yes, they got us, but you still go back three turnovers. Two of those turnovers, they get 14 points out of the deal. Hmm. You don't do that, it's over. And we gave up too many points the second half. We got to figure out how to get stops. And they get, and you're going to battle. It's Texas High. Those guys want to win as bad as we want to win. You know, and they're athletic and they're talented, and you can't turn them loose. So you just kind of have to keep battling and keep getting after it. I mean, from a fan's perspective, it's a pretty good ball game. You know, from a coach's perspective, we're frustrated because we lose the momentum. And it's just like in any sport. You know, I go to volleyball. We talked about volleyball earlier. What a momentum sport that is. My gosh, you start rolling off 4 or 5 points. That's kind of what happened in last night's ball game. Once they got momentum in the third, you know, they kind of got us in the third. That's where they whipped us.
Yeah.
You know, and then in the fourth, you know, we just couldn't – we got to convert too. I mean, we had some opportunities there in the fourth to move the chains, and we didn't get them moved. So, I mean, turnovers will kill you, and they're killing us. Yeah. I don't know how many we got. We're probably at 12 or 15. We fumbled another ball last night. We got on it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what do you do? I don't know what you do. I mean, you got to be conscious about it. We work on tucking high and tight. We work on reads and throw, all that good stuff. I mean, kids just have to be conscious. We just have to make plays in the ball game and do that kind of stuff.
The Wildcats travel to Mount Pleasant this Friday. Both teams lost their district opener. KSST Sports.